Do you like to read books, or do you prefer listening to the audio versions? Hi, I'm Joe Padilla, co-founder and CEO of Mental Health Grace Alliance. For me, I like to read and listen, and now Charisma has both options. You can either read the magazine or hear it. So to begin listening and exploring great content, download the Charisma Media Audio app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how the Today Show shared a clip of Kathy Lee Gifford's acceptance speech during the annual Movie Guide Awards. During the clip, Gifford shared about how she's walked with Jesus throughout her life. Around 1 million people likely heard what she had to say about Jesus, so stay tuned to hear more.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
The Today Show shared a clip of Kathy Lee Gifford's acceptance speech at the 28th Annual Movie Guide Awards. As a result, around 1 million people likely heard the TV star talk about Jesus. Gifford's former co-host Regis Philbin presented the Visionary Award to Gifford during the ceremony. The clip shows Gifford saying this, "Most of the time I go, well, hey, why me? All I've been doing my whole life is walking with Jesus, and he takes me on adventures since I was 12 years old. All I wanted to be when I was growing up was an actress and a singer." End quote. But that wasn't the only thing Gifford shared about Jesus during her speech. According to Movie Guide, Gifford also talked about the moment God called her into media. She was 12 years old, watching a Billy Graham movie in a darkened little movie theater in Maryland. She says Jesus spoke to her heart, saying this, "Kathy, I love you. If you'll trust me, I'll make something beautiful out of your life." Gifford went on to say, "Now, all these years later, I'm writing movies, I'm producing movies, and by the grace of God, now actually even directing movies in Israel, to the oratorios that God has been blessing me to write with some of the greatest writers in this world. I simply cannot believe God's grace and bounty in my life. I will forever praise Him and thank Him, and hopefully make many, many, many movies to come." End quote. Read more about Gifford's speech at charismanews.com. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.